Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating two people considered persons of interest in a burglary, a stolen vehicle, and pursuit incident over the weekend. Investigators would like to speak with 30-year-old Ryan Floyd and 29-year-old Honey Walsh in relation to a burglary in Alder Point. On Saturday night, a deputy attempted to pull over a pickup truck being driven in an erratic fashion on Dyerville Loop Road. The truck had no real license plate, and when the deputy attempted the stop, the driver fled, leading to a pursuit that ended when the truck went off the road and down a hillside and crashed into a tree. There was no one in the area when deputies made it to the vehicle, and the vehicle was reported stolen by the owners, who were contacted while they were away on vacation and also notified that their home had been burgled. Floyd is wanted on a no-bail warrant and is a white male adult, 5'8", 155 pounds, with strawberry blonde hair. Walsh is a white female adult, 5'6", 130 pounds, with brown hair and green eyes, and who is from the Cave Junction area in Oregon. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating a physical altercation that sent a man to the hospital after he allegedly instigated a fight between himself and a second man. The incident took place in late January when Kevin Harlan confronted Samuel Franco at a market in Covelo. Harlan said something to Franco, a man with whom he was not on good terms, and witnesses then report that Harlan slapped Franco, and Franco responded and knocked Harlan unconscious with a retaliatory blow. Harlan was out for a few minutes and revived while being looked at by ambulance personnel. Harlan refused to be treated or transported, and when he was then arrested for starting the fight. As Harlan was placed in the squad car, he suffered a medical emergency and was later flown to an out-of-area hospital. Harlan then passed away, and the case remains under investigation. It has been turned over to the Mendocino County District Attorney's Office for further action. Arcata police are investigating a restaurant burglary that saw the thief break the glass window at the Abruzzi restaurant on Monday night. The suspect then entered the restaurant and consumed a substantial amount of alcohol. Bottles stolen from the restaurant were later found in bushes near the break-in. Police are searching for a suspected transient male, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Arcata police. And Humboldt State University is again at the top of the list nationally when it comes to Peace Corps volunteers. HSU is listed as 16th in the Peace Corps top college rankings, a move up from the 21st spot a year ago. Humboldt State is in the Peace Corps medium-sized schools category with a student body between 5,000 and 15,000 students. HSU is also the only one of Cal State's 23 campuses to crack the top 25 in the rankings, and there are currently 25 HSU undergraduates serving in the Peace Corps. Since the Peace Corps was formed in 1961, more than 700 HSU students have joined the program. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. School safety is a topic that can lead in many directions, but in the aftermath of the shooting in Connecticut that led to 26 people dead, Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum said that the response protocols have changed.
The schools, they have floor plans for all the schools, they practice on the active shooter type thing. Ever since Columbine, they went from sitting there waiting for the, you know, the officers that arrive first on the scene. Now, all our officers are trained what to do in those situations, and it's if an active shooter, you go in.
No longer will police reach the scene, secure a perimeter, and await the arrival of more heavily armed officers before entering the building. Immediate entry by the first officers on scene is the new or old tactic, according to Harpum.
Takes me back, you know, when I started in this business, that's the way it was handled. You know, two cops went in and took a guy off with a gun. Now they set up a perimeter and, you know, call in the SWAT team. And so we're back to the way we did it years ago.
It was just last month when an 18-year-old man wearing a tactical vest and camouflage clothing and carrying a shotgun was detained near a local elementary school. He told deputies he was out to protect the children because the government can't. There have been 31 school shooting incidents involving multiple casualties since that Columbine incident in 1999. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.